You know, that is a mystery. Do you know that there's a terrible mystery right there?
Which part?
The part where Jesus was, as the Lord called Jesus to be in that virgin's womb.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, that's a mystery, mister.
That's,
you know, there's something that looks like people, there's bound to be something further down the line here for you and me someday. It's bound to be. Now, you take a lot of people, they get awfully mixed up about this Bible, but now, we don't have miracles today like we had back when the apostles was.
Yeah.
You don't think that, I know you don't. We don't have them. You take a ride. There was Christ, he could heal the sick. The apostles could heal the sick. They could raise the dead.
They could raise the fishes themselves.
That's right. Well, there's nothing like that. You can't do that now.
Yeah.
Now, there may be some, I don't know about miracles in a way, but nothing like it was back when the apostles was alive. When these apostles was all here, when they passed on, and Christ descended back to heaven, we don't have any more of these miracles that we had then. But people, there is a certain class of people that think you still have that.
Yeah.
If there ain't any reason about it, here's the idea this year, Oral Roberts, that makes such a preaching out here at Tulsi. You know, he claims that he can just heal, you know, to beat the band. Well, now he can't heal anything that amounts to anything.
He's sure wealthy, though.
Oh, boy, he just got him by the ears. Well, now, it's sensible. If he could make a blind to see and raise the dead, well, then the people, then I'd believe all that.
Sure.
But he can't do it. I was talking to one old boy about it one day, and he said that he could help the fellows with rheumatism. Well, they just think they have, you know, yeah. And that's exactly what
hypnosis
happened.
Hypnosis.
That's right.
A hypnosis is a pretty good thing sometimes, but it can sure be overdone.
That's right.
This business of not feeling pain is not good, because that pain is an indication of something.
That's right.
I don't know. I sometimes wonder if all of our miracle drugs don't just destroy the symptoms, just like hypnosis. Well, let's see. I was going to ask you about the name of a horse.
Well, I'll tell you, we called our horses different names where it'd be a handy name.
How about a mare?
Well, we'd call her maybe Pet, or if she had it. I've got one here called Dixie. My boy's got one down there. It's got a little white spot on her nose. We call her Snip.
Uh-huh.
They went with that. And a mules. We usually always call a horse mule Pete or Jack or Joe or Tom or something like that, and a mare mule, we'd always call her Beck or Molly or something.
How about Nellie? Was that
well, that is a very common name with a horse, with a mare.
You ever have one called?
Yes, I have. Yeah, that is a very common name. Nellie, just easy to say, you know.
Yeah.
They learn their names, too.
Was Martha a common horse name?
No, I don't remember that I ever had one named Marthy. I don't remember ever seeing a mare named Marthy.
Strange how some names are common and some aren't.
That's right.
Now, what would you call a boy whose name was William?
Well, lots of times they call that boy Bill.
Uh-huh. What if he's a little bitty type?
Well, it'd still be Bill, or maybe he might go through life of calling him William.
Uh-huh.
And yet, maybe go through life of calling him Bill. Now, I have a granddaughter out here, her name is Patricia.
Uh-huh.
They call her Pat. She's 10 years old, good big girl now. They call her Pat. Well, all girls that you find that's named Patricia, they call her Pat.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way they have of getting by with a short.
How about Ralph? Is that a common name?
Yes, Ralph's a very common name.
Anybody called Rafe?
No, I never knew of anybody called Rafe.
Well, Rafe.
Rafe?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I ever heard that name either.
That's uncommon too, huh?
It is to me.
How about this one, the first book, and then there's Mark, Luke, and John. What's the first one?